The Environmental Protection Agency warned this week that chemicals known as PFAS may be more harmful than previously thought, even in very small quantities. PFAS chemicals are found in food packaging and cosmetics, among other products, and they've been found in drinking water across the country. They're often called forever chemicals because they persist in the environment for a very long time. Dino Grandoni covers energy and environmental policy for The Washington Post. Dino, welcome to Here and Now.
Jane, thanks for having me on.
Well, first tell us what these PFAS chemicals are and exactly where they come from.
Yeah, so PFAS stands for polyfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl compounds or substances. It's a real mouthful. So sometimes they're called forever chemicals. And, you know, the reason they're called that is because they are highly durable. They have been used in flame retardant equipment, non-stick cookware, and water-repellent fabrics. And it's that very kind of commercial property that makes them last a really long time in the environment and in our bodies when they get there. And scientists have found over the course of the last several years several different health effects that they have on us, including links to several types of cancer, thyroid problems, and even infertility.
Yeah, thyroid conditions, cancers. And what's so shocking is that the EPA actually does not regulate these chemicals. Why not?
It is a little surprising. The reason is that, you know, the EPA sets a really high bar for itself for issuing new regulations in drinking water. You know, before the agency imposes limitations on what contaminants are in our water, they have to prove that there'll be a meaningful opportunity to improve public health. And in truth, the agency hasn't really issued new standards in a long time. But that may change. The agency now is telling us that they're going to come out with new mandatory standards with some teeth that will penalize water utilities this fall. At least they'll propose a rule. Before they go on the books, it'll be about a year, the agency tells us.
So you mentioned the chemicals. They have been found in drinking water supplies across the country. How prevalent are they in our drinking supply?
They touch every state, and there are many dozens and dozens of communities that have found PFAS in their water supply. You know, among the most impacted areas are those near military bases. One of the big uses of these forever chemicals is in a firefighting foam that is used to put out really intense jet fuel fires. And it turns out that, you know, after many years on, you know, different Air Force and military bases of these being used, that they've leached in the groundwater and, you know, are contaminating a lot of communities around these bases.
So, Dino, the EPA will put regulations into place hopefully soon. But what can states do? Because these water filtration systems cost a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. So one step states have taken, including Michigan, is to put their own state-level regulations in place. Another step that can be done at the local level is for states and tribes to apply to the federal government for grants to build out new filtration systems to get the stuff out of our water. So this week, the Biden administration announced that they were going to be offering $1 billion towards this effort. And there should be another $4 billion coming in the next several years. This is all from the bipartisan infrastructure package. But in truth, this is a really, really hard problem to solve. And it's probably going to cost a lot of money to get this stuff out of our drinking water.
Dino Grandoni of The Washington Post covers energy and environmental policy. Dino, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.